Councilmember Biddle, I'm asking the same 10 questions each of the candidates. Question one, D.C.'s top income tax bracket begins at $40,000, so someone making $400,000 or $4 million pays the same tax rate as someone making far less. Are you in favor of taxing districts' highest income earners in order to avoid further cuts to safety net services?
I'm in favor of, you know, utilizing the tax revenue we currently have to provide all the services we need to have in government. You know, right now, we've got increases in this year's budget proposal to services that are quite frankly not considered to be part of our safety net or necessarily priorities in the mayor's budget, and I would advocate for us spending those dollars on the priority items in the city and not taxing city residents for more money. Times are tough, and you know what? I think we're taking enough money from residents as it is.
Question number two, what are your thoughts on former Chancellor Michelle Rhee's so-called school reform?
Yeah, so you say so-called school reform. What are you referring to?
I haven't elaborated for each of the questions. I've just put the same questions to the candidates.
Well, listen, you know, we have entered a new era in the last 4 years, right? We restructured the way DC public schools organize. It allows us to accelerate the pace of facilities modernization, which has been great for the city. It's emphasized, you know, focus and acceleration on DC public schools, which I think has been great. And so, you know, I think we're at the beginning of significant progress. We've got a lot of work to do on reform.
Question number three, do you support Walmart's attempt to bring four stores to the District of Columbia?
Yeah, you know, I grew up in a neighborhood that had little to no retail. I think that a lot of the city is still plagued with that kind of environment, and the opportunity to have a retailer come in and provide, you know, a retail option that doesn't exist in a lot of neighborhoods of the city is important. I think the most important element here is that anyone who wants to do business in District Columbia has got to provide for a living wage, benefits that allow district residents to have jobs that allow them to live in dignity.
Question number four, D.C.'s taxicab fares are some of the lowest in the country. Would you be in support of making D.C. fares competitive with neighboring jurisdictions?
Yeah, I think the most important thing is that we've got to have an industry that where the drivers can afford to, once again, make a living and provide a vital service to all of our residents. Obviously, you know, we've made a transition to a new system, and I think it needs to be evaluated to make sure it meets everyone's needs.
Question five, what is your position on the recently introduced taxicab medallion legislation?
Yeah, you know, currently I'm not really supportive of the medallion legislation, in part because I have real concerns about putting a cap on the number of operators in the system and the way that might have a downward impact on the availability of services to our residents.
Question number six, D.C. Council members are the second highest paid city council in the country, according to a report by the Pew Charitable Trust. Yet in addition to the $125,000 council salary, council members are able to earn outside income. If elected, will you commit to foregoing any additional income and stick to just your council salary?
If elected, currently I'm serving on the council and I don't have any outside income. I think it's important for us to be focused on doing the job that residents have elected us to do, and that's going to be my number one priority as a council member.
Seven, what is your position on the HPV vaccine, which is mandated for sixth grade girls in the District of Columbia, Virginia, and nowhere else in the U.S.?
You know, I think it's, you know, we've seen, you know, my wife's a pediatrician, right? So we follow a lot of public health issues. It's obviously a huge issue. I mean, the onset of, or the incidence of cervical cancer that we're seeing in women around the country that we know is caused by the HPV virus is really tragic, frankly, in a large way. And I think that this is an opportunity for us to protect our, you know, young girls from potentially contracting this disease over the course of their life. Obviously, parents have the opportunity to opt out, and I would, you know, make sure that they're educated so they can make the right decision for their children.
Question number eight, what is your position on statehood versus voting rights for the District of Columbia?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm a native Washingtonian. I believe pretty strongly that we should have full statehood. Statehood is really the only way that we're going to get the full respect and rights that all other Americans that are taxpaying members of the taxpaying residents have, right? We don't have representation. And while there's been conversation about other means of gaining some representation, I think the statehood is really the way we need to be going.
Question number nine, did you vote for Adrian Fenty in the recent mayoral election?
Yes, I did.
Question number 10, is there anything you'd care to add?
You know, I think the most important thing coming up on Tuesday is that residents come out and vote, and I think they need to think about how we keep the District of Columbia moving in the right direction. I think that I represent the best opportunity for new leadership on the council to really help the district go forward.
Thanks, Councilmember Biddle.
You're welcome. Thank you.